This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trendworth, your host, and I'm back with you again. I've had a few sessions off where we've had to use shows that I've recorded previously because I've been sick. I had either bronchitis or a strong dose of influenza, which sort of really knocked me for several weeks, and I'm still feeling a little bit of the effects of it, but I'm back here with the microphone, and over the show for you, and I hope you're going to enjoy the show. That opening tune was one called Mystery Creek, and it was named for an area just south of Hamilton, where I live, Hamilton, New Zealand, and I'm not quite sure why it's a mystery creek down there, but it's a big event centre down there now when they have a lot of festivals and things. And I wrote that instrumental and I thought it would be a good name for an instrumental that sounded like that. We're going to kick off the show with Terry Borkum and Company. This is from the show, from the album Never Thought of Looking Back. And he recorded it with a great band and different lead singers for different songs. The band is Terry Borkum. Borkum, of course, on banjo, Sam Bush on mandolin, Wyatt Rice on guitar, Steve Bryant on bass, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Aubrey Haney on fiddle. That is a top band, if ever there was one. And he's got singing lead on this song, Buddy Melton, and the song is called I'll Be Going Home, and it sounds just like this.
See you again. Four more days till this waiting ends. Kansas City down to Little Rock, on to Memphis and one more stop to go. I spend my days in a five-piece band rolling down the road. I spend my I'll be going home. Big wheels turn, hum a lonesome song. Can't wait till I see your smile, make my way across the many miles to go. I spend my days in a five-piece band rolling down the road. I spend my nights doing what I like, but after my last show I'll be going home.
Well, that was powerfully driven by Terry Borkum on the banjo and some great singing. And a good song, wasn't it? I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to have a New Zealand band on now. This is the band You, Me, Everybody, and they're doing some great contemporary bluegrass music. This is from an album, Midnight, came out in 2026, so it's pretty new, certainly brand new by my standards. And the lineup is of You, Me, Everybody is Lawrence Frangos Rhodes on guitar and most of the lead vocals, with his slightly younger brother Sam Frangos Rhodes on mandolin and fiddle and vocals, and they're in their sort of early 20s sort of age group. Nat Talkington on banjo, he comes from the Pippi Pickers, and he's pleasantly middle-aged. Sorry about that, Nat. Kim Bonington on guitar and vocals, I won't even hazard a guess, and Rob Henderson on bass. They play some very nice, definitely contemporary styled bluegrass music, and they have a wonderful feel to it. You might see them at Mountain Grass if you go to Mountain Grass this coming November in Victoria, Australia. Wonderful festival, and you, me, everybody will be there. Here's a song called Winds of Change.
The wind had whispered from the mountains high, another year gone by, I waste away my time. Steady flow and another mile burns away my smile. Winds of change, won't you carry me away? Twisted and absurd, heavy as a word. Melancholy heartbeats weighing down my troubled mind, like a gentle lullaby. The wind that passes by. I pass a stranger on a winding road. Are they lost? Do they know which way to go? The path they wander is a lonely one, I know. Burns a flame inside. Winds of change, won't you carry me away? Twisted and absurd, heavy as a word. Melancholy heartbeats weighing down my troubled mind, like a gentle lullaby. Took my time, got through the day. Ain't it funny how the minutes slip away? Another year goes by and what have I achieved? Burns away in the breeze. Winds of change, won't you carry me away? Twisted and absurd, heavy as a word. Melancholy heartbeats weighing down my troubled mind. Winds of change, won't you carry me away? Twisted and absurd, heavy as a word. Melancholy heartbeats weighing down my troubled mind, like a gentle lullaby. The wind that passes by grows heavy by the mile. The wind that passes by.
Contemporary sound of you, me, everybody playing some very nice acoustic music there. Time for a fiddle tune. Now let's have a sort of an old-timey fiddle sound from Red Wilson from the CD Mountains, Moonshine and Music. Red Wilson, fiddler, and he looks like a bit of an old-timer in the 60s or 70s, but he plays some great tunes. And as always, I'm attracted to instrumental music by the name of the tune, and this is Muddy Road to Texas. I wonder where he's going from. This is what Muddy Road to Texas sounds like.
Muddy Road to Texas.
Well, that's what a muddy road to Texas sounds like. It sounds very similar to some of the muddy roads that we have in New Zealand that occasionally we get to drive on. Most of our roads are pretty well tar sealed now, but occasionally you get some muddy roads. Well, a couple of weekends ago, I was playing some music. I was committed to it from several months out, and it was while I was still feeling much less than 100%. But when you're committed to some gigs, you do them. And this is with Andrew London and his wife Kirsten, and Ian Campbell and his wife Moira. And we were playing concerts in Whanganui, just a bit 4 hours south of Hamilton, and then in Palmerston North we had these three concerts lined up, and they were really good fun. They play some very nice acoustic oriented music, and had very pleasant audiences that were very receptive to the music that we were playing, and I just had a good time. And you're always sort of adrenaline up for a gig, no matter how you're feeling. And afterwards, you can feel rotten and you go home and sleep. But when you do the gig, everything feels fine. One of the songs we did is from Andrew London's album. He's got several bands. One band is called The Cattle Stops. In New Zealand, a cattle stop is a series of bars across an open gateway that inhibits the stock from moving through that gateway because they won't stand on the bars, or they'd fall into the pit, or their feet would fall into the pit below. Anyway, Cattle Stops is a unique New Zealand name, I think, and he always has a great band with a wonderful sort of lineup. The Cattle Stops on this album with James Cameron on the bass, Andrew London playing guitar, Wayne Mason playing piano, Ross McDermott on the steel guitar, and Lance Phillip on some percussion, and Colleen Trenwith playing some fiddle. Colleen from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, the fiddle player that you hear opening every show, was also playing a little bit of fiddle on this album, as she often worked with Andrew in his several groups. Well, I really enjoyed playing with Andrew, and this is one of the songs we did. It's a song called Martinborough Morning, and Martinborough is a wonderful town just in the southwest of the North Island of New Zealand, wine growing area, or grape growing area, which they make into wine. And what they say about this, the first version of the Cattle Stops were filming a TV ad in Martinborough very early one morning. This tune developed as we were waiting on ideal light conditions in the square of this delightful town in the South Wairarapa. Great to have Colleen Trenwith all the way from East Tennessee, and Colleen at the time was working at East Tennessee State University in the Bluegrass course, and she played fiddle and sang backing vocals. We'd played this tune, Martinborough Morning, in our concerts, and I really enjoyed being able to put some banjo to it. So here's Andrew London, The Cattle Stops, Martinborough Morning.
There's a crystal sky that's blue and a low mist on the ground. The birds are waking in this sleepy little town. The coffee's perking and the bacon's on the grill. Driving for hours from the other side of the hill. I'm sitting here waiting for the sun one Martinborough morning. Yeah, I'm sitting here waiting for the sun one Martinborough morning. I'm leaving all my troubles behind, there's a new day dawning. See that fire as I walk on through the door. Feels like home, though I've never been here before. It's mighty warm and as I hear those guitars strum. We're all waiting for the rising of the sun. Sitting here waiting for the sun one Martinborough morning. Sitting here waiting for the sun one Martinborough morning. my troubles behind. There's a new day dawning. All those names up on that memorial stone, at the edge of the square, all those memories stand alone. Of local folk from days gone by, across the water, and they gave up their lives. Has changed in this sleepy little town. Cheap to cafes and the wine of world renown. Local folks are plenty seeking refuge from the din. They're all waking to the rising of the sun.
Sitting here waiting for the sun one Martin Barra morning. Sitting here waiting for the sun one Martin Barra morning. I'm leaving all my troubles behind. There's a new day dawning. I'm leaving all my troubles behind. There's a new day dawning. I'm leaving all my troubles behind. There's a new day dawning.
Martin Barra morning, Andrew London and the Cattle Stops, and if you can imagine it without drums but with the banjo going plunk, 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 plunking along, that's how we sounded in the concerts that we were doing, and it was a good fun song to play. Hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I'm putting together a show that comes from my CDs and LPs. I've got several shelves full of CDs of bluegrass music dating back. Well, the CDs only go back to the mid-1980s, don't they? And before that, it was LPs. And I've been collecting bluegrass since the mid-1960s. And That's what this show is all about. My experience in bluegrass music comes to you from Free FM 89.0 independent community media. And that's in Hamilton, New Zealand. And that's a great place to play bluegrass music. And I've thoroughly enjoyed my bluegrass experiences. I've managed to get to a whole bunch of festivals in the USA at different times in the past decades. And also in Australia. We spent several years in Australia playing bluegrass music. And had some really good times with it, and now I just enjoy presenting it to you and saying, hey, you might like this one. So my aim is to present as wide a variety of the genre as possible, and there just might be something in there that you like to hear. The sponsors of our show are Shearer's Music Works. Anything you want musically, you can get from Shearer's Music Works in Anglesey Street in Hamilton. Big shop. They've got a big range of everything from books on how to play and song books and suggestions of what to play. And then you walk through into the other big room that's lined with instruments, and they'll give you anything from a budget guitar to a very expensive guitar. Likewise, banjos, mandolins, bass, electric guitars, drum kits, keyboards, and all the accessories you could want. Very helpful people, the people at Shearer's Music Works, and I'm sure they'll be able to put you on the road to playing and enjoying your music, which is the main aim, isn't it? Let's get on with the show, Paul. Here's Dale Ann Bradley, lovely lady. Talked to her at one of the Grass Valley festivals in California, way up in Grass Valley there, and talked to her for quite some time. Very pleasant to talk to, and I've always enjoyed her music. From her album East Kentucky Morning, here's a song called You Are Here.
Thank you. night will fall, the moon will rise, stars will shine, the clouds will lift, the leaves will tremble, the wind will sigh. Now you are here, in my heart, you are here.
Was Dale Ann Bradley with that song You Are Here, and that very nice dobro intro and backing and outro was by Gene Wooten, who just played beautifully. Love that style of dobro. Can I hear from a band, Seth Mulder and Midnight Run. This is a 2025 album on Rebel, and these guys do a great job of playing hard-driving bluegrass music, which sort of appeals to me. And I understand they're going to be at the Mountain Grass Festival in November in Australia, so worth going there just to see these guys. Seth Mulder on mandolin and lead vocals, Colton Powers on banjo and tenor vocals, but he sings lead on the song that I've picked. Chevy Watson on guitar and baritone vocals, and Tyler Griffith on the upright bass, and Max Silverstein on fiddle. Big lineup of players that I don't really know, that I'm not familiar with, but they look like a really friendly bunch of good old boys. And here they are doing a song called 1916 with the banjo player singing the lead vocal.
Chasing my name. I heard my friend cry as he sank to his knees, coughing blood as he screamed for his mother. I fell by his side, and that's how we died, clinging like kids to each other. And I lay in the mud and the guts and the blood, and I wept as his body grew colder. I called for my mother and she never came, though it wasn't my fault, I wasn't to blame. The day's not half over and 10,000 slain, and now there's nobody remembers our name. To die in a land fit for heroes.
Seth Mulder and Midnight Run with the song 1916. Love that banjo style playing in sort of fast 3/4 time. Never got enough opportunity to do it with Hamilton County, and I just love that sort of sound. So I hope you enjoyed that too. Well, those of you who've been listening to recent programs will know that I recently received a box of LPs from my good friend Barry Patterson, and which I'll sort of refer to from now on as Baz's LPs. And lots of them were ones that I had because he started collecting about the same time as I was, but he's now digitized all the ones he wants to and is done with the LPs, so he thought I could use them, and there's some real treasures in there, believe me. I am really enjoying going through. So many of the shows in the near future will be featuring music from some of Baz's LPs, and this is one from the Country Gentleman, New Look, New Sound. Now, I actually think I had this LP, but Baz's ones are in much better condition than mine because my record player was pretty dodgy. And it wasn't until about 1971, 72 that I got a decent record player. And Baz's record player was obviously a better one than mine because all his LPs are in beautiful condition. Country Gentleman on 1970, the album is called New Look, New Sound. John Duffy left the group in 1969, and he was replaced by an unlikely player, a young mandolinist from Rhode Island, Jimmy Goodrow. And he was a bright young man, very good at playing mandolin and guitar, lovely tenor voice, lighter than Duffy, not as intense. And he blended really well with Eddie Adcock and Charlie Waller. My friend Tom Henderson, who was living in Richmond, Virginia at the time, sent me a live recording of this band, and I really enjoyed the way they played, and I quite liked the sound that Jimmy Goodrow added to the group. And here they are. They've got Ed McLaughlin, who was a regular bass player for the Country Gentlemen at different times, but never really featured in the vocal harmonies. And they were still exploring different material to bring different songs into the bluegrass genre. And I've actually chosen two Tom Paxton songs, Rambling Boy, a very unusual arrangement, and then Fare Thee Well, Cisco, and pretty much a straightforward bluegrass arrangement for songs you wouldn't normally find in the bluegrass genre, done in inimitable Country Gentleman style. Just after this album was made in 1970, Eddie Adcock left the group, and I think Bill Emerson joined again, and then Jimmy Goodrow left. And so the personnel changes were happening pretty fast about this time, but this is one lineup that sounded really nice, and I hope you're going to enjoy them. I'm going to play those two tracks for you and see what you think. This is from Baz's LPs. Let's get them going.
All your rhymes and a friend always. He stuck with me in the good old days. He never cared if I had no dough. We'd ramble around in the rain and snow. In Tulsa town, we chanced to stray. We thought we'd try to work one day. The boss said he had room for one, then said my friend we'd rather bum. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. And here's to one night in a jungle camp, the weather was cold and oh so damp. He got the chill and he got them bad. They took the only friend I had. He left me there to ramble on. My rambling boy is dead and gone. If when we die we go somewhere, bet you'll see him rambling there. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. And here's to you, my
boxcars as they pulled out of sight. I heard the whistle blowing just as sad as anything, and it made me think of Cisco and the songs he used to sing. He'd walk down every highway in this great and mighty land. He sang the songs of what he saw, he sang for every man. He had no truck with nonsense, he sang them straight and plain. He got his greatest music from the whistle of a train. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. Here for just a while, traveled many miles. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. I dreamed that me and Cisco were standing in some town. Clean air was in our lungs, the sun was shining down. He said, this land has lots of room, it stretches far and wide. There's a lonesome freight at 6 a week, let's grab that train and ride. He traveled all over this land to see what he could see. And when the tide was rolling high, he'd ramble out to sea. Everywhere he'd ramble, made friends of many men. Cisco's friends tell us we won't see his kind again. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. Here for just a while, traveled many miles. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well.
Well, that was the Country Gentlemen of 1970. I hope you enjoyed that. They always got a lovely blend, and much of that was due to Eddie Adcock's wonderful baritone voice that fitted in seamlessly with Charlie Waller's lead voice. And Jimmy Goodrow fitted into that great. I thought that was one of their good lineups. It's just a pity it didn't last so long. Well, what are we going to hear now? I'm just shuffling things around here. Let's have a little bit of old-time music. Here's the Munro Brothers from the late 1930s with a song called Lonesome Valley. Just a mandolin guitar. Charlie Munro on guitar, Bill Munro on mandolin. This is before all the bluegrass, but it sort of led into it in many ways.
Hark the voice,
hark the voice
of Jesus calling,
Jesus calling,
come and work for him today. The field is wide and the harvest falling, come and work for him today.
You've got to walk
that lonesome valley,
lonesome valley.
You've got to walk,
got to walk it
by yourself. There's no one here can go there with you. You've got to go there by yourself.
My mother told
me when she's dying,
when she's dying,
just before
her breath was gone, my darling boy, put trust in Jesus, or I'll leave you here alone.
You've got to walk that lonesome valley.
You've got to walk
it by yourself. And no one here can go there with you. You've got to go there by yourself. Some people say John was a Baptist. Others said
he was a Jew,
but the Holy Bible tells us that he was a preacher too. You've got to walk that lonesome valley.
You've got to walk
it by yourself. There's no one here can go there with you. You've got to go there by yourself.
Well, that's the startings of bluegrass music. I often think it was a pity that Bill Munro and Charlie Munro just couldn't get along musically, because I think Charlie Munro would have made a wonderful lead singer for bluegrass music. I really like his voice, and just about on a par with Carter Stanley's voice, I think. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm enjoying presenting to you some of the music that I've listened to over the decades, and hope you're finding some gems in amongst what I play. Big shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, throughout Canada, and Bluegrass Planet Radio also in the USA, as well as the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Big hi to you. Thanks very much. And I hope you're all picking up this show well. There's lots of people listening on podcasts as well. I'm glad that you tune into Back Porch Bluegrass, and just keep doing it, because it shows me that people are enjoying listening to some of the older bluegrass music, as well as occasional bits of contemporary music in there. Before I played the Country Gentleman from 1970, I'm going to play a Hamilton County tune from 1970. This is one that was borrowed directly from the Osborne Brothers, I have to admit it, because we loved the way that they played music. It was on the Hamilton County 5th season LP. David Calder playing mandolin, singing lead, Alan Rhodes playing guitar and doing some harmony, Lindsay Bedoni on acoustic bass doing some harmony, Paul Trenwith, that's me, on banjo, and the fiddle work was done by Colleen Trenwith, who we heard earlier playing in Martinborough Morning, and it's a good speedy song called Bluegrass Express. Listen to it.
riding the Bluegrass Express, riding the Bluegrass Express. The strings will be gone and I'm going home on the Bluegrass Express.
She crossed the river at Newport Town, Louisville, Lexington, she's southbound, Richmond, Winchester, Bowling Green, the prettiest place I've ever seen.
Riding the Bluegrass Express, riding the Bluegrass Express, the strings send me gone and I'm going home on the Bluegrass Express. Bluegrass Express, riding the Bluegrass Express. This train will soon be gone and I'm going home on the Bluegrass Express.
Oh, there's no chance I could play that fast these days. We just went flat out, didn't we? We often use that to start our show. It was a very impressive start for a set to play some fast music like that. Well, while we're on the subject of trains, Bluegrass Express, I'm going to play an instrumental from the You, Me, Everybody album called Midnight. The track is called Rauremu Spiral, and that's in the middle of the North Island of New Zealand, and it's a real feature for railroaders, because in order to rise from a low elevation to a higher elevation, there was no way that they could just go in a straight line. It'd be much too steep for the trains. So the engineers, way back in the 1920s, devised a spiral that basically went round and round, then over the top of it itself again, and then round and over the top of itself again to get to the right height. And whenever you travel on the train between the northern part of the North Island and the southern part of the North Island, they have an open carriage on the back, and everyone climbs out into the open carriage so that they can see the spiral that we're going up and down. It's a real feature. Anyway, this is Nat Talkington's version of the Rauremu Spiral, which he wrote.
Thank you.
was Raoremu Spiral, and I hope that conveyed to you the train going round in the spiral to either get higher elevation or lower elevation. Great name for a tune. Time for a gospel song. This is a Stanley gospel tradition from the album Songs About Our Saviour. Stanley Brothers' favourite here, Zion's Hill.
When I have passed the spell of sorrow, I will camp upon the other side. Someday beyond the reach of mortal kin, someday God only knows just where or when. The wheels of mortal life will all stand still, and I shall go to dwell on Zion's Hill.
Stanley Brothers style music again. That's it for Back Porch Bluegrass for another week. I hope you can join me again next week. We'll have a show lined up for you that's same but different from this one. Well, let Seth Mulder and the boys take it out with old Reuben number one. Make sure you join me again next week, however you do it. Bye.
Morphine bill.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.